Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, motion does prevail. The Secretary will close the roll. Members, please stand for the prayer. Today's chaplain is our Senate chaplain, Pastor Mike Smith of Redeeming Love Church in Maplewood. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good afternoon, Senators. Let's pray. Almighty God, Almighty God, you are the one that gives life to that which is dead, and you call things that be not as though they already are. You're the one who gives us our identity and our destiny, and you're the one who longs to show us intimacy by calling us your sons and daughters. You're the one that heals our brokenness and gives us hope for the future. You're the one that strengthens us with moral character and integrity that is much needed. You're the one that forgives us when we fall far short. So as we are coming to the end of this session, we recognize that it's in these moments, it's in the moments when pressure seems to always arise for us, that it defines our character and our leadership, and it defines our influence. So we would ask that you would help us to rise up to the challenges of this day with wisdom and understanding, and may we recognize how the decisions that are made in this room will have an effect not only on today, but the future generations. So Lord, in our day, when it seems that there's hate and division, bitterness, violence, and lawlessness, and when those things seem so visible, may we understand how to respond with law and grace, judgments and mercy, discipline and direction, truth and love. So we humble ourselves before you. We do ask you to forgive us our sins and heal our land. From Worthington to White Bear Lake, from Hallock to Hastings, bless Minnesota, protect our people. May there be peace on our streets, and I pray, God, that there would be a tangible awareness of your great love. I pray this in your wonderful name. Amen.
The Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Abler, Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bingham, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Coleman, Swazinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Graheim, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eaton, Eichorn, Eakin, Vatte, Friends, Gazelka, Goggin, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Ingerbritzen, Isaacson, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson, Stewart, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Klein, Coran, Kunisch, Lang, Latz, Limmer, Lopez, Franzen, Marty, Matthews, McEwen, Miller, Murphy, Nelson, Newman, Newton, Osmick, Pappas, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Senjum, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Utke, Weber, Westrum, Uyghur, Wickland.
Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7. Senators Abler, Anderson, Chamberlain, Dames, Dietzick, Vatte, Herr, Ingebrigtsen, Johnson, Lang, Newton, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, and Wicklund. A quorum is present. Beginning under the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate files herewith returned. Senate file number 3107, a bill for an act relating to education. Senate file number 3338, a bill for an act relating to insurance. Senate file number 4108, a bill, an act relating to commerce. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I honor to announce the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee in Senate file number 3008 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee is so adopted. Senate file number 3008, a bill for an act relating to liquor. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. Secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which the amendments, the concurrence of the Senate, is respectfully requested. Senate file number 3503, a bill for an act relating to commerce. Senate file number 3503 is herewith returned to the Senate. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Weber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File 3503 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended.
To that motion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Members, you would see House Journal May 20th, page 13246, or third reading Senate Journal May 10th, page 8179. The Secretary will read the next message. Third reading? Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate file number 3503, a bill for an act relating to commerce.
Third reading. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage of the bill. Calling Senator Kunesh to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Kunesh.
Mr. President, Senator Fattah votes aye.
Fattah votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Wicklund votes aye.
Wicklund votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
And Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Dietzick votes aye. Calling Senator Jasinski to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Abler votes aye.
Abler votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Chamberlain votes aye.
Chamberlain votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Dames votes aye.
Dames votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Johnson votes aye.
Johnson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Western votes aye.
Western votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Tomasoni votes aye. All members have voted with the desire to vote. The secretary will close the roll. There being 65 ayes and no nays, Senate File 3503 does pass as amended, and its title agreed to. The secretary will read the next message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce that the House refuses to concur in the Senate amendments to House File Number 1829, a bill for an act relating to commerce. The House respectfully requests that a conference committee of three members be appointed thereon. Herr, Akam, and Keel have been appointed to such committee on the part of the House. House File Number 1829 is herewith transmitted to the Senate with a request that the Senate appoint a like committee. Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Utke.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate accede to the request of the House for a conference committee on House File 1829, and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the subcommittee on conference committees on the part of the Senate to act with the like conference committee appointed on the part of the House.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the fifth order of business, reports of committees. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Moving to the seventh order of business, second reading of House bills. The secretary will read the House file numbers.
House file numbers 3775 and 3394.
The House files are given their second reading. Moving to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated. Moving to the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. Senate Resolution 145 is referred to the Committee on Administration. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for a brief recess for the purpose of appointing a conference committee.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Senate will come to order. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Is there a privilege report at the desk?
There is. The secretary will read the report.
Senator Miller from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be, and they hereby are, appointed as a conference committee in House File Number 1829, Senators Utke, Dreheim, and Dietzick. Senator Miller moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Remaining under motions and resolutions, Senator Marty.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate File 2491 be withdrawn from Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection, Finance, and Policy, given a second reading and placed on general orders.
To that motion, Senator Marty, again, this does require a 41 vote, and for a brief description and to the urgency to bring the bill to the floor. Senator
Marty. Thank you, Mr. President. And first, I'd like to request a roll call.
Roll call requested. Roll call granted. Senator Marty.
And, Mr. President, I'd like to impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is under call.
Okay.
Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and sergeants be instructed to bring in absent members.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. The secretary will close the roll. Senator Marty.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2491 is a bill that would address our serious, urgent problem of catalytic converter theft. It's urgent. It's a simple solution that would really make a significant difference simply by making it a crime to possess a used catalytic converter that's not attached to a car unless it's got the vehicle identification number, the VIN number, on the converter, which enables police and law enforcement to catch the people, because right now they often report on how they'll find a car with several of them in the back seat, but they have no probable cause to arrest them because they can't prove they were stolen. We'd make it a crime to do that, and some other simple things, prohibiting anyone but a scrap dealer from purchasing it, and prohibiting anyone from putting a number of restrictions on to make sure we have a paper trail so we can catch the people in the business. And the reason for the urgency, first of all, there was a article in the Star Tribune about 2 weeks ago about catalytic converter theft soaring in Twin Cities suburbs. And it talks about how Minnesota is actually one of the top two or three states for catalytic converter theft. And if you haven't heard from constituents about this, you're not hearing the way most of us are. I have neighbors have done it. I've heard of people who have had catalytic converters stolen out of locked garages in their condo. Heard of businesses, school districts, others have done it, and it's urgent. I've been asking for 3 years for a hearing, and I haven't been given any reason why we shouldn't address the issue. Serious crime issue. I've gotten no responses, no excuses, no explanation, no reasons, just silence. And so I think now it's urgent. We only have 2 days left in session. If we don't address it now, it's gonna go another year. And last year at the end of the session did the same thing where we were late and urging us to do it so we don't have the problem again. And so I guess I'm curious if others think this is urgent as well. And Senator Putnam, I wonder if you'd yield for a question.
Senator Putnam will yield. Senator Marty.
Mr. President, Senator Putnam, I heard from that there was a nonprofit organization deals with disability services, had a couple of their vans that were hit with catalytic converters somewhere in your area, not exactly sure the community, but I wonder if you've been hearing about this problem, if you think it's an urgent thing to deal with.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you,
Senator Putnam.
Senator Marty. Just a couple months ago. Some catalytic converters were stolen off the vans. And these vans, what they do is they take young people with disabilities to their jobs. And for weeks, they could not do that because those catalytic converters had been stolen. Those kids, those young people, their jobs are their lifeline. That's what gives them meaning and a reason for being. And to have that happen and to risk it happening again tomorrow is a problem, but it's even worse than that, Senator Marty. Thanks for asking. Just a couple weeks ago, a man died in St. Cloud as he was trying to steal a catalytic converter. The car collapsed upon
Mr. President,
him, and he died.
Mr. President, point
that
of
is
order.
Profoundly
Senator,
urgent.
Senator Putnam.
What is the question before the body, Mr. President?
Senator Putnam is suspended. Senator Benson, the question in front of the body is whether the bill should be brought from committee onto special orders. That is the question.
Mr. President, I'm asking you to enforce that.
I think Senator Putnam was just completing his comments, so very well. Any additional comments? Senator Marty.
Mr. President, I just wanted to say I won't ask other members this as well, but I know last year I heard from a news reporter that the Rochester School Bus Company, I think his first student, had 24 buses in their garage ripped off the catalytic converters in one night. That's probably upwards of $50,000 to $100,000 of repairs. If it's cars, it would be about $50,000 to $100,000. If it's buses, it may be more. I don't know. But I just think that that should be seen as an urgency, and it's happening in every corner of the state, and I urge us to take it up. If we don't do it today, it's going to be another year. Thousands more Minnesotans are going to have their converters stolen. And while the thief may make $500, $700 from the scrap metal, it's going to cost you, the car owner, $2,000 to $3,000, and sometimes a wait of a couple months where you can't use your car. If you don't think that's a burden, talk with your constituents who have been through it. So I urge members to bring the bill out of committee and put it on the floor.
Okay, members, just as another reminder, I have a list. Just a reminder, I give the author a great deal of latitude in explaining the bill, but the comments that need to come from individuals should be to the urgency, and they should be relatively brief, because we're not debating the underlying bill. We're not debating whether it is good or bad or ugly. It is a matter of what is the urgency, and briefly to why you believe that is an urgency. But before we move on, Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Pursuant to Rule 41.2, I move to be excused from voting on the motion.
To that motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the motion does prevail. Next on my list is Senator Klein.
Thank you, Mr. President. The question you're asking us to speak to is whether this is an urgent matter to be pulled from committee and laid before the members of the Senate on the floor today. It is extremely urgent to the people. If I was to ask in my community of Mendota Heights, South St. Paul, Invergrove Heights, and West St. Paul, and I suspect the same for every senator in this chamber in their districts, my daughter had her catalytic converter stolen. My constituents are getting them stolen. They are wondering why we have not addressed this bill that Senator Marty has brought forward 3 years running. It would be a simple and quick solution to make sure that the point of sale and also point of purchase opportunities for scandals and vandals to profit would be nipped in the bud. I hope we can get it before the body today, sir.
Senator Weaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. Catalytic converters are being stolen as we sit here now. Throughout the country, and it's unfortunately serious in Minnesota. Just last month, there was a special about how it has doubled in many counties in rural Minnesota. A story, I believe, on CBS about a business where they, in Dassel, talking about the truck, $7,000 truck, but it cost $2,300. It's a sense of urgency for small business to replace these converters. In my own district, in Matamidi, 8 students in the parking lot had the catalytic converters. They're asking, what can we do about it? Maplewood, part of what I represent, Senator Kent, I believe has the highest per capita incidence of these thefts in the metro area. It's throughout the state, throughout the country, and people are asking what we can do. Turn to Fox News if that's your source. There's specials on that as well about this problem. And I'll just finally cite this morning, for those of you listening to Car Talk on WCCO, Lloyd's Automotive, Dan Burns, he said, in response to a question, this is a major problem. Please vote green.
Senator Johnson Stewart.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also rise in support of this motion. As a small business owner, I have a fleet of vehicles. We park 12 large trucks and hybrid SUVs in our parking lot every night, and I consider it a lucky event when we don't have our catalytic converter stolen. So, speaking for small business owners who own fleets, and frankly, large business owners who own fleets, this is an urgent problem, and I strongly urge a green vote. Thank you.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to add to the urgency here, Keystone Services, which has mobile food trucks for people who have food insecurity, they had their catalytic converters stolen because they have to park on the street because they don't have a garage space. It's going to cost them between $5,000 and $7,000 to replace those two. This is definitely an emergency.
Senator Kent.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also rise in support of Senator Marty's motion. And to speak to the issue of urgency, I think it is reflected in the fact that so many people have so many stories. We are hearing from our constituents. We have 2 days left in this session. And if we don't deal with this issue now, we have to explain for another year to the people that we represent why we haven't done anything about it. And if you don't want to hear this bill, where are the other solutions? This is a matter of public safety. And when you talk about urgency, and Senator Marty referenced the Star Tribune article from a couple of weeks ago, and I do represent Maplewood, in that article, Maplewood tops the list of the suburbs in catalytic converter thefts. And members, I just took a quick look and a search in my emails, and just in the past couple of weeks, I've heard from Jim in Maplewood, Mark in Woodbury, and Bob in Maplewood. This is urgent to the people of Minnesota. It should be urgent to us as well.
Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to add my voice to the discussion of the urgency of bringing this bill up. It is urgent. I have been in contact with my police chief in Eagan for quite some time, and he just doesn't understand why this body does not act on this bill and help the residents that are complaining to him. And I won't use all of the words that he used to say the reactions from people, but he said they are very, very upset, and he is concerned that this is going to get worse because people are watching their driveways, watching their cars, and when they see somebody drive by, they're actually reaching for a firearm. That's where it's getting to be very dangerous for both the residents as well as the thieves. And what the city of Eagan has done, and actually they're doing it today, is they have clinics where they will have the police jack up a car and put heat-resistant paint on the catalytic converters to try to deter some of the thefts. Because if you have a converter that has paint on it, it has come from a car that the owner did not remove it. So that's very important, and these converters are being used to some degree as like Bitcoin, where people will be having converters in the back seat of their car, and then they go trade them for something else because they are very valuable. They're a commodity that has value to a lot of people, and we need to do something to stop this theft industry. So thank you, Mr. President, and I'm hoping that we can get a green vote and get something done on this particular bill.
Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an idea. Maybe if our metro cities and cities supported and funded law enforcement, we wouldn't consider this such an urgency.
Mr. President, what's the question before the body?
Senator Klein, the question before the body is whether to withdraw this bill, Senate File 2491, out of committee and bring it to general orders. And Senator Jasinski had just finished his comment, just as others have. So one poor person on my list, Senator Herr.
Mr. President, I'd like to speak in the urgency of Senator Marty's bill, the Cadillac Converter. We need to put law in place. I hear it all the time from my constituents every single day, that especially here in St. Paul. And even my brother got his stolen, too. Now his car, he replaced it, but his car will have a light that, motor vehicle need to be fixed. And he knows that it's because of the incompatible converter that he put in. And the thieves and robber doesn't care about us. They're probably laughing right now. I don't know if they're watching. If they do, they'll be laughing at us right now. So, and this is a nonpartisan issue. It's affecting everyone in every district. So do we want thief and robber to laugh at us, or do we want responsible cars owner to thank us after the session? Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Lance.
Mr. President, the urgency isn't about whether or not we're funding law enforcement. I can tell you in St. Louis Park, law enforcement is partnering with the city to sponsor catalytic converter marking events. City taxpayer dollars are being used to help our residents mark their catalytic converters so that they will not be stolen. In fact, there's such a high demand. I mean, they're doing it quite frequently. I get the email that the city is setting this up, and you get a date and a time when they're going to open up the slots, and you can go online and try to get one of those slots. It took me three tries, three different marking events, before I was able to even get a slot to get our family's vehicle marked. So there are a lot of public resources. Taxpayer dollars are being used already right now. And if we don't deal with this right away, more taxpayer dollars are going to continue to be used, including resources of law enforcement who are going to have to respond to reports of stolen catalytic converters. So if we're pro-law enforcement, if we're pro taxpayers in our cities, we're going to support this now because it has to be done, and it has to be done now. It can't wait until next January. Or how many more catalytic converters are there going to be stolen? How many more crime victims are we going to be creating by our own inaction here today?
Senator Swadzinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. And Senator Marty, I rise in support of your resolution, and you said Minnesota's second or third in the nation on converter or catalytic converter theft, and we're actually number three. And we're behind California with 40 million people, and number two is New York with 20 million people, and Minnesota with just under 6 million people comes in third place. For some reason, we are third in the country in catalytic converters, and I'd love to have a debate to try to figure out why it is we are number three with 1/7 of the population of California and 1/4 of the population of New York. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. And this body has sent an offer to the House with penalties for criminals that take and steal our catalytic converters. So it's the House conferees that have to be convinced, not this body.
Just a point of a clarification, Senator Marty, your motion for the call is for this motion, correct?
For the duration of action on this bill, yeah.
Seeing no further discussion, the Secretary will take the roll on the motion to withdraw and place on general orders. Again, this takes 41 votes, members.
Calling Senator Kunesh to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Kunesh.
Mr. President, Senator Vate votes aye.
Vate votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Wicklund votes aye.
Wicklund votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Dietzick votes aye. Calling Senator Jasinski to report members voting under Rule 40.7. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Abler votes aye.
Abler votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Anderson votes no.
Anderson votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Chamberlain votes no.
Chamberlain votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Dames votes no.
Dames votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
Ingebrigtsen votes no.
Ingebrigtsen votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
Lang votes no.
Lang votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Johnson votes no.
Johnson votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Westrum votes no.
Westrum votes nay. Senator Jasinski.
And thank you, Mr. President. Senator Tomasoni votes no.
Tomasoni votes nay. Oh. Thank you. All members having voted with the desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 34 ayes and 30 nays, the motion to withdraw does not prevail. Members, just as a housekeeping item, has happened twice today. When the president speaks with an individual member, whoever it is that's in between them standing up and doing it, we need to make sure that there's a clear path between the president. I know it was accidental, but it's just a general commentary that I need to be in direct contact with the individual who's speaking. One was a staff, one was a member, so I just wanted to make that housekeeping item. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we move to special orders. I need a motion for special orders. Senator Benson.
Mr. President, let me see. Mr. President, I move that the following bills be designated as special orders. Members, there's a list on your desk.
By Rule 26, special
orders. Thank you, Mr. President.
Special orders are four bills so far today. First bill on special orders is Senate File 2644, number 33 on general orders. Senator Coleman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, this is a pretty straightforward bill. Under current law, a school district may levy a facility if it is for instructional purposes. Eastern Carver County Schools is requesting special authority to use lease levy authorization for a new pupil transportation hub. And none of this can happen until the district demonstrates to MDE commissioner's satisfaction that the pupil transportation hub will result in significant financial savings for the district, and the district's overall lease levy will remain below 212 per pupil unit. This passed out of K through 12 and finance with unanimous bipartisan support, but I'm happy to stand for any questions.
Any more discussion on Senate File 2644? Senator Weaker.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of Senator Coleman's proposal. It provides a great opportunity for the East Carver District to respond to the needs of their constituents and with the partnership with the Department of Education to show a significant savings. It's a win-win situation. Vote green.
Thank you, Senator Weaker. Any further discussion? Secretary will give it a third reading.
Senate File Number 2644, Bill for an Act Relating to Education Finance.
Any more discussion on Senate File 2644? Secretary will take the roll. Senator Kunesh.
Madam President, Senator Fateh votes aye.
Senator Fateh votes aye.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye.
Senator Wicklund votes aye.
Wicklund votes aye.
And Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Senator Dietzick votes aye. Senator Jasinski. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. I wasn't quite quick enough for you, but Senator Abler votes aye.
Abler votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Chamberlain votes aye.
Chamberlain votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Dames votes aye.
Dames votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Johnson votes aye.
Johnson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Westrom votes aye.
Westrom votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Senator Tomasoni votes aye. Thank you, Senator Jasinski. All those senators desire to vote have voted. The secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and the title is agreed to. Next bill on special orders is House File 4670, Senator Dornick.
Thank you, Madam President and members. This is the claims bill for 2022, which was introduced as Senate File 4339 and in the House 4670. After the subcommittee meeting on March 29th, 2022, identical authors' amendments have been prepared for each body. This 2022 claims bill appropriates a total of $822,315.32. The subcommittee approved three claims under the Imprisonment and Exoneration Remedies Act. With that, I'll stand for questions.
Further questions, discussion on House File 4670. Senator Latz.
Madam President and members, there is one settlement which is not a part of this bill, and I'm not going to try to add it on the floor here, but it's really sad that a person who spent many, many years behind bars was exonerated, went through the process. The Supreme Court panel, appointed panel that reviews these and must approve these awards and settlements, issued its award. And because it didn't happen before last November, but it happened this spring, the revisor's office apparently has not had time to go back and do its own completely independent examination of this to determine that, in fact, it was a valid settlement in all respects, which means that this exonerated person, this person who not only was determined to be not guilty, to be in fact innocent, but who spent years behind bars, is going to have to wait until this time next year to get the compensation that he deserves, that the very detailed and particular process that was established to determine that he was exonerated and to determine the amount of money that's appropriate to compensate him under our statutes is not going to be honored this session because of apparently the lack of time or resources for the legislative staff to do an independent vetting of this Supreme Court panel award. I was the chief author of the exoneration process and statute, and this points out to me that there is a flaw in this process because, in essence, we are causing this person not really to be re-victimized. I don't want to go that far because that's not really what it is, but it's really patently unfair to make him wait a whole nother year before seeing the compensation for having been wrongly imprisoned in Minnesota. I know there was some discussion in the committee process about trying to expedite this through this year. I had some conversations with people. I had some exchanges with the legislative staff, and I know some others have tried to have these conversations as well. I did not meet with apparently any willingness to expedite the process this year. And I want to point out what I believe to be the patent unfairness of making this innocent person who was wrongfully behind bars in Minnesota wait for another year to receive his just and due compensation for that unfair punishment.
Further discussion on House File 4670. There being no further discussion, Secretary will give it the third reading.
House File Number 4670, a bill for an act relating to claims against the state.
Further discussion? Third reading. Seeing no further discussion, Secretary will take the roll on final passage. Senator Kunesh.
Madam President, Senator Fateh votes aye.
Fateh votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Newton votes aye.
Newton votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Torres-Ray votes aye.
Torres-Ray votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
Senator Wicklund votes aye.
Senator Wicklund votes aye. Senator Kunesh.
And Senator Dietzick votes aye.
Senator Dietzick votes aye. Thank you. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Abler votes aye.
Abler votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Anderson votes aye.
Anderson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Dames votes aye.
Dames votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Ingebrigtsen votes aye.
Ingebrigtsen votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Lang votes aye.
Lang votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Johnson votes aye.
Johnson votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Westrom votes aye.
Westrom votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Senator Ingebrigtsen, Senator Chamberlain votes aye.
Chamberlain votes aye. Senator Jasinski.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Tomasoni votes aye.
Senator Tomasoni votes aye. Thank you, Senator Jasinski. All senators having voted, the secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and zero nays, the motion prevails. The amendment is the bill does pass. And the title agreed to. Excuse me. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I'm going to move that we recess to the call of the President. As you can imagine, members, things are still a little bit fluid. We expect maybe 2 to 3 hours we'll be back, but we'll make sure that we provide ample communication and notice for members to be back.
With that, the Senate is under recess. Excuse me, on that motion to recess the Senate, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Now the Senate is in recess.